Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week on the internet, my Twitter mentions blew up thanks to you people because the ABC did a story about the Women's Weekly Children's Birthday Cake Book with the food editor Pamela Clark, and they did not refer to me by name, but as there's this comedian in Victoria, so thanks everyone for making me feel loved and remembered. Fuck it, hell. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, he's a comedian who shares his name with a cryogenic insulator from Brisbane, an electrical engineer in Oman, and the manager of the mail office in the Maldives, and that's mail, M-A-L apostrophe E. I don't know what that means. We'll find out. But the one we have here is the star of his brand new sketch show, Orange is the New Brown. Please welcome Nazeem Hussain.
Hello.
Yes.
What? You do your research, man.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Is it so M-A-L-E? Is that that's is a it, place?
In it's the a Maldives. Nice place as well.
Mali.
In the Maldives, yeah.
Malay. Yeah.
It's a Malay, yeah. People punching on.
Yeah.
Wow. And the other one, cryogenic insulator.
So what is a cryogenic insulator?
Is this talking about freezing things?
Yeah, so maybe
Star Wars.
So it's a guy that installs the insulation in the cryogenic machine. So if you don't get that right, then the body warms up and you wake up sooner than you're supposed to. Right. That's like a plot to a movie where the guy is cryogenic insulator.
A lot of things are plots to movies.
No, but like imagine when there's a guy here, he does a really crappy job at installing the insulation, and then the guy wakes up in 2024. And not much has changed, and they spend all this money.
If you need to go, Nazeem, you can go.
I'm going
to
write this down. Copyright.
I'm recording. Yeah. C, circle.
Also joining us is a man who shares his name with a building surveyor in Colac, a London IT specialist, and a Miami police officer. But the one we have here is comedian, it's Angus Gordon. Yes. Hey, Angus.
Those are all other men.
Other men with your name. It's really hard looking up your name because we share the same thing, and another guest does as well, that we have two first names. So there's a lot of, on LinkedIn, a lot of Gordon Anguses, a lot of Angus Gordons.
Who's the other guest?
We'll find out in a minute. It's not this one. Our next guest, his Twitter bio says, Twitter is a truly, truly terrible place. So this first round's going to go great for him. Please welcome back onto the podcast. It's Kyron Wheatley.
It is. Yeah. It's a terrific place.
It is. It's really bad, isn't it?
It's awful.
I'm thinking I need a new first round.
Yeah, to like replace the... Because people would be leaving it, right? As soon as Donald Trump gets off Twitter... is dead. No one's on it once Trump's
gone. Can people use it? It's too hard. Like, no one likes
it's
writing.
Too hard, yeah.
It's take
too
a photo of a dog and move on.
Yeah. Look, I was over it till about 2 weeks ago and I met probably, I don't know if you're in this world, but the first Muslim influencer chick, she's like huge in the Muslim fashion world, and I was like, Twitter's dead, isn't it? She goes, no, Twitter is really important if you want to be relevant as an influencer. So you're an influential guy. You got to stay on Twitter, man.
No, I heard it's first, dying. Yeah. You heard I think it from it's dying.
Huh?
I think it's only influential for influencers.
You're an influencer. Yeah. Your tweets.
Yeah, but you can only influence other influencers.
No, you can't. You can influence.
It's a circle jerk. That's what it is.
And finally, is a man who shares his name with a dermatologist from Miami,
ooh,
a Texan pilot,
fuck yeah,
and an unemployed truck driver from Johannesburg. But the one we have here is comedian and the host of the Worst First Dates podcast. It is Brett Blake.
Yay. Yay. Thank you for having me.
Also another man with two first names.
So yeah, and also another unemployed truck driver at the moment. So that's good. I like
But aren't we all unemployed truck drivers?
This is true. This is true.
The idea of being an unemployed truck driver was like, I don't have a job as a truck driver, but it is what I identify as.
I still mention it, unemployed truck driver.
Are you qualified?
Not going
as
for
a
anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you have to do?
Well, you have to drive a truck, believe it or not. But it's about a...
Articulated?
It's a
three or four,
yes. So there's different types of class. Yeah. There's MR, there's MC, and then there's HR.
So there's like Formula 1, like Formula 2. What level of truck are you?
I'm all the way up to... You can
drive a semi then.
So I can drive a semi, but not with multiple trailers.
So one of the small ones?
No. So a semi is still the big one, but you can't have multiple trailers. It's like a certain type of slew on the back. So and there's also the length of the axle.
This is the blokiest this podcast ever been.
I know. There's all these nerds listening to it, like just tuning out, fucking whacking World of Warcraft on.
No, actually, this podcast has a lot of truck drivers listening to it.
Oh, well, hello.
It's a very working class
podcast. Well, now I'm actually worried about what I said. They're like, he is absolutely fucking wrong. He doesn't know shit.
The truck forums are blowing up right now. Man.
My dad got his like articulated so you can drive the semi with the trailer.
Is that the one truck word you know?
Yeah. But he got it. He got it in the country. And on the day, like in Corrigan in WA, and on the day they
stop doing that with your hands. I don't know what you're doing.
He's articulating.
It's weird, like kind of masturbatory kind of movement.
I don't know. That's not how you do it.
How do you do it off then, dude?
I don't know. Do you twist?
Well, maybe. So he's in Corrigan.
Oh, it's not worth it anymore.
Oh, okay, great.
Zoom right here, spoiled it.
All right, our first game is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by one of you four, and you have to buzz in and tell me
I'm
who
coming you for you,
tweeted.
So don't worry about that.
You named your buzzer.
The rules. Go on. Sorry.
People have heard this enough. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. So you can't buzz in for your own. Names your buzzers. Poker faces on. First one is this one. Now, this was on a picture of the cast of Love Island. This looks like a reality show where the contestants breed to make the ultimate white baby.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Angus.
No, that was Nazim Hussain there. Ah.
It's something to do with breeding, and I was like, that's an Angus thing.
But race I wouldn't.
I tuned out at the end bit.
Come on, man, I said white.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that, clearly.
You are quite pale. You're translucent almost.
Yep.
That's common. That's common. I just want to make that clear.
Not great. It's very brittle skin.
It's a very nice day outside too today.
Yeah, I know.
Pity you can't enjoy it.
No.
Yeah.
You're in your perfect habitat right now. We're in this kind of dark underground studio. And
It's not underground.
It's actually above ground. It's the furthest away.
I don't know.
All right. Next question. I think something traumatic happened in Trump's childhood and he's been stuck in the bargaining stage of loss ever since.
Nazim.
Yes, Nazim.
I reckon I was going to say Brett, but
it's a really smart
and Kyron is look at his glasses. It's Kyron Wheatley, isn't it?
You are incorrect. It's what? Angus Gordon here.
Oh, yes. Damn. I nearly jumped
correct
in the car.
I was like,
he's
throwing me
off. I thought it was a Kyron one as well.
I threw you off my love of the white race earlier.
Question 3. If you jog in a singlet and wear gloves, we can't be friends.
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Angus.
You were incorrect. It was Brett Blake there.
Yes.
Yeah, point there for Brady.
Singlets.
No, but you're
an unemployed truck driver.
If you're wearing, I love a singlet.
That's why he's unemployed.
And I love gloves individually. But if you're wearing a running singlet and then gloves to keep your fucking hands warm, like, no, fuck off. It shits me. It shits me.
What was if
I live in South Yarra. I just yell it from my balcony aggressively at everyone I don't like.
But that person might be suffering from, like, leprosy or something. And they need
I
the
don't
gloves.
Think that would be suffering from leprosy. They wouldn't have any hands to put the gloves on.
Just their hands is where the leprosy. It's not like the rest of their infected body. Yeah,
no, but that's the part they're showing off.
Leprosy happens at the extremities of your nose, your toes, and your fingers.
Extreme knowledge of leprosy.
Yeah.
I don't.
But the amount of lepers in South Yarra, I could count them on their fingers.
Look, I'm just...
So you're saying there's none?
Oh, but unless it's affected their toes. I don't know. I'm going to say there's no lepers in South Carolina. I'm going to say that, yeah.
Go on,
hey! Really stumped us. Hey! I'll stop.
Okay, question 4.
You sure knows your... No, I've got to...
Something knows. Anyway, goodbye. Yeah.
Question 4. The widest thing you can do is declaring something is the widest thing you can do.
I mean, you're looking at me, and I'm going to say Nazim, it's Kyron.
You are correct. Yes, it was Kyron. I put there for Nazim.
Oh, just on eye contact alone, I like that.
Yeah, and I can see Angus is looking at me. You wanted to say it was me, but already had a tweet read out.
Yeah.
So you're assuming Josh doesn't repeat the tweets.
Yeah.
This is a game now.
It's a game.
Everyone's.
Yeah.
So you, what?
This is a game I have lost twice before. So
I never win. I'm fucking suck at this. I get too confident.
Did you win last time, Angus?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won. Yeah, good.
The widest thing you do is what?
No, saying the widest thing you can do is the widest thing you can do.
Yeah.
And tweeting that is even wider.
White people love talking about whiteness.
That's true.
Yeah. Question 5. The most stressful part of my day is opening up my laptop in a cafe and hoping no porn sites pop up.
Angus.
I heard Kyron first.
Yeah. That one's pretty obvious.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say who did this. Because I'm not sure if he's joked about it, but there was a comedian who was doing a tech rehearsal at Melbourne Town Hall, and he plugged his laptop in, it started blaring on the screen and the speakers and everything.
Because I always there's always pop-ups in the background, and then you go to open it at a cafe, and where I sit's like, because I sit away from, I don't have to look at people.
When you're writing or wanking?
Yeah, I don't want to make eye contact when I come. I'm always like, something's, I'm like, fuck, I'm always going to like peer it open. I could just stop being a grub, but that's not going to happen.
Fucking trucks and wanking this week, Josh.
This is the podcast for truckies. Whacking your dick off and talking about sleuths.
Did you know who Brett was?
Okay, question 6. At 30, the sexiest thing a woman can wear is a Bunnings outfit. I'm Angus. Over naughty nurses. I just want to be told what aisle the liquid nails are. Yes, Angus.
Brett Blake.
Yes,
that's okay. This is all right.
There's a theme here, isn't there?
There is a theme. Damn, it's very obvious. You're getting raking the points in.
You really are how you look, aren't you?
Yeah, there's not much. There's not much to me. I do spend a lot of time.
How'd you get out of Richmond?
I know. Well, I actually was in Richmond before, but anyway. It's quite cheap in South Yarra, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the shitty building I'm in.
What? No way.
Yeah, one of the cheapest places I've stayed.
You just live on the trains that go through the station there.
Yeah. Under a bridge. It's great.
Right. Question 7. I just got Dylan Alcott's number. He is officially the richest person in my phone.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Kyron.
No, it was Nazeem. I put it for Nazeem.
He's just won
the US Open.
US Open,
yeah.
He's won 6 grand slams.
But he donated all that money to his charity.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's a tax write-off. For sure. He's not a good bloke.
He's not a good bloke.
He's just made too much money. He needs to bounce it back. We fucking figured you out, cunt.
Oh, man. What a dick. He's rich.
What an absolute.
Nice,
yeah.
Talented. Or like two sports as well. What is it? Tennis and...
I know he does tennis.
And basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah, he's like he's representing Australia. And he was actually just doing radio like a week or two before he won Wimbledon or whatever. Like, he's just a nutcase.
Well, I thought when you're on Triple J, you weren't meant to take sponsorship, but we won't bring that up.
I know.
I reckon
he should be struck off.
I reckon he should be stripped of the title. What do you reckon?
That's why I was sacked. There's too much Nike money.
He wouldn't be the richest person in your phone, though.
I was going to say, you know Ronnie.
Yeah.
You
know Waleed.
Me? Yeah. Come on, bro. Just because I'm here at 2:30 during the day doesn't mean I have too much money.
Waleed is a lecturer at a uni, and he also hosts a TV show.
And he's taking that sweet AFL cash too, I've heard.
Yeah. Waleed's pretty rich.
What is Ronnie lecture?
No, Waleed.
Oh, Waleed lectures, does he?
Yeah.
Doing what?
He's a terrorism scientist. He's written his PhD. Yeah. You know, I got to read like the abstract of a PhD where it's supposed to be the simplest, the most summarized version of whatever you've written. And I swear I couldn't understand it. The bits that I couldn't understand made me so sad. I actually had like sad, kind of depressing dreams for about 3 nights.
Right. So I don't watch the project.
That's why they always cut to cats on the project after Waleed talks. It's like, hey, Pete Hellier, hit your head to the desk. Okay.
Do you know who was one of his students, Waleed's students?
Who?
Vance Joy. The singer Vance Joy was one of Waleed's students.
No way.
Yep.
Look how far he's gone in political science. Yes.
Question 8. I can't believe it's almost been a year since I retired from professional cleaning. I still do it at home, but my heart just isn't in it.
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Angus?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Kyron.
Because usually by that point, Angus has jumped in
with
like an educated guess. So, this must be him.
So what? So you clean like residential or commercial?
Hotels.
Why do you need someone?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I was thinking about it the other day. One of my friends has a personal assistant. And not to do like paperwork, to like pick up
one of your other rich friends.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my rich friends. Yeah, actually. Yeah, well, this person's clearly got. I would use, even if I wasn't rich, I would use a lot of my money to have someone help my life.
I don't think if you're not rich, you can have the money to do that. I don't know.
If you're on a minimum wage, you're not like, how can I give all this away
that's a good point.
Instantly?
That's a good point. How about if you hired someone to do your house stuff and also make And they made the food for you, and they, I don't know.
And did your work, and did your work as well?
Yeah, that's called a slave. Yeah, that's illegal.
You mean move back in with your parents? Is that what it is?
Yeah, can you be my mum? No. All
right. Question 9. Which idiot called it Australian politics and not watching white men slowly go bald?
Angus.
Yes, Angus.
Nazim.
No, it was Kyron.
That's
another point
the second
there for Kyron.
White tweet.
Because it's political, but fashion.
Exactly. That was great.
You're a very stylish man. You know what I mean? It would be you. You're
right. There's a Venn diagram with politics and style. Kyron's right in the middle of that.
Exactly.
Waving his cool, trendy...
Cool glasses.
Yeah, his glasses.
Question 10. Making the first million was the hardest. Brackets. I inherited it when my parents died and I miss them every day.
Nazim.
Yes, Nazim.
Josh, are you...
No, I'm not included. I'm not included. Just these other three. Who do you reckon?
Oh, man. Now I've got to guess whose parents passed away.
Or it could just be a joke.
No. People don't lie on Twitter, do they?
There's a lot of Nazim's comedy. In truth, start to finish with Nazim's work.
Come on.
I don't even go to Bunnings. It's a lie.
It's 1 in 3. Who would have written that joke?
Looks like he's
are you saying
he looks like he's got a hole in his heart?
A couple of holes, parent size holes.
Yeah, I'm working on them.
are your parents, how are they?
No, you can't ask questions.
Oh, it's Karen.
No, it's Angus. Angus. Point there for Angus,
sorry,
yes.
No, it's a joke, dude.
Oh, thank God!
That's how I got out of professional cleaning.
he was cleaning the blood splatter when he murdered his parents for the money.
Get rid of the evidence.
At the end of the round, the scores are Brett Blake on 1 point,
yes.
Nazim Hussain on 3 points,
oh
Karen Wheatley on 3 points, and also on 3 points, yes. It's Angus Gordon. Yes!
That's going well. Shot.
You're all doing well. All right, this round, you can get your points back here, because this round's all about you, Brett. It's called Year Book. Now, in this round, we go back and we talk about an event from our school life that was important to us. And today we're going back to a young Brett Blake who, when Brett was in primary school, he had to take an exam before he got to high school. But what happened after the exam that forced Brett's mum to go to the school? Was it A, Brett cheated on the test and aced it and got put in the gifted class? His mum had to go to the school and argue with the teachers that, no, Brett is really dumb and you're making a mistake.
Yep, it's that one.
Was it B, he cheated on the test, got caught, and his mum was called into school? The primary school told his mum that Brett had two options, retake the test or just take the class average. His mum very quickly said that he'll just take the class average, teaching Brett a valuable lesson that day that if you just fuck around, you'll be fine. Or C, he bombed on the test so badly that the school was going to keep him back. His mum pleaded with them to let him graduate, saying, you don't want him hanging around the school for another year. The teachers agreed. A, B, or C, you can ask Brett as many questions as you want. One is true, two are fake.
First off, I think you said this. At what age was this?
This was going into high school. So
going into out of primary school.
Yeah, so 7 to 8 in Perth. I don't know what it's here.
All right, to be a truck driver, do you need like an enter score of like, is it a really high enter score?
No.
No, okay, all right.
You do not.
Which school did you go to?
I went to Woodlapine in Forestfield.
Oh, so we've got two West Australians on the show today.
Mm. Nice. How would your mum have pleaded?
Mum was actually...
What's your mum do?
My mum's a teacher's assistant. So okay. She's a teacher's assistant at Cannington.
At the same
did
school?
She give no, you the I... answers? Did she?
I wish. She actually... she's an assistant. She teaches kids with learning or disabled kids.
If she just like assisted you a bit more.
I know. That's what the problem is, I think. That's half the problem. But she was on good terms with the school because I had a lot of behavioural problems. So she was there
quite often. Is it because you're too smart? You're like smart?
That's what I wonder. You know, I'm too much of a genius. I've always said that.
Because, you know, like, well, not that I'm saying I'm smart, but I was a bit smart. Like, I used to finish my work and then distract other kids in the class.
Oh, I never used to finish my work, no.
So you're dumb.
Well, that's up for you to decide.
It'd be pretty brutal.
I already have.
I don't know. I don't know. I kind of think he's a savant, you know?
Do you want to get up on that mic?
You sort of strike me as someone that, you know, you present like an everyman, but actually you're like Mensa-level genius. You know?
I'm going with that. Let's do that. You've heard it here first. If Nassim says it, it must be true.
It's pretty brutal if your mum, who works with children with learning disabilities, is like, he is a dumb cunt.
But she's qualified to say that.
Yeah.
I know from professional experience, he is an absolute dumb cunt.
You see that guy drooling? He has more hope than this one.
So the three options are, like, he cheated on all of them, but the first one...
On the last one, he didn't cheat. He just bombed. He didn't cheat on C. He just did really badly, and they were going to keep him back, and his mum said, don't. You don't want him around for another year.
The first one he did really well, but his mum didn't believe him.
I don't buy that one, because if he's moving schools, because it's year 7 to 8... which is moving schools in WA, then it's not really up to that school whether you get the entry or not. So if you fail, you fail.
Okay.
Into the new school.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart.
So I'll go over it again. So A, he cheated on the test, did really well, got put in the gifted class.
Oh, cheated.
His mum had to go in and say, he's not gifted, he's dumb. Yeah. B, was he cheated?
They're all savage, anyway.
B, was he cheated? He got caught, and they were going to make him retake the test or take the average. And his mum said, take the average.
See, I like the first one because I think he's smart enough to cheat and get away with it. Like you were saying, Mensa level smartness. Like that is actual genius to not just trust your own abilities, but then go the extra level. Yeah.
And do you know how school is all about real world learning?
Yeah.
And I reckon that is a good thing. If you can cheat and get away with it, you're going to do well in the real world.
Yeah. They knew that. Yeah. They detected my genius. They're like, this guy gets it.
So I'm going to go with number A.
Number A.
Wesley Cole.
Angus, you're going to lock in A, B, or C?
I think it's A as well, but I think C is the funniest.
Yeah. I reckon it's A as well.
A? You are all correct.
Yay!
Yes.
Hey!
Point there for Nazim, point there for
Kyle. How'd you cheat? How'd you do it?
I basically, because I was on our school suspension, so I couldn't do the test.
What were you on our school? Hang on, let's go back. Let's keep going back.
Okay.
What were you on our school suspension for? I don't know. Anyway,
fighting.
Something.
Fighting or fucking?
Fighting. He opened up his laptop.
In class again. Put it away, Brad.
What's it doing on the smart board?
It was back in the day, so my dick was out on an abacus. I was counting with my cock. I had to do the exam in the nurse's office, but also one of the real smart kids was sick that day, so we both had to sit at the same time, and I was worried about getting kept back because I didn't want to not be with my friends, but I sucked at school. So I just copied all her exam for maths and science. And then when I went to high school, I was with all the three top people in my school and all these other people. I was like, what the fucking fuck am I in this? I was like, no, you're wrong placement. They're like, no, you're meant to be here. And then I rang mum. I was like, mum, I'm in the same class as this guy called Dylan. And she's like, what are you doing in there? And then she finished early and came down and was like, no, he needs to go. And that's A level. He needs to go, have you got anything in D and E? Maybe F level? And yeah, she and they wouldn't take me out of there.
But didn't they make you do an IQ test after that?
Yeah, so then because I have ADHD.
Prove you're dumb.
Yeah, because I have ADHD and it took me longer to do exams because it takes me longer to comprehend things. They did an IQ test and they found out I had an IQ test. Of 129, so in the top 2%. So I was just fucking lazy. But then I stayed in that class for the next 7 years. I got to the top 5 of that class. I was just lazy. I just never tried. So.
That's an inspirational story. Yeah. That's an inspirational story.
So and now I'm back to being a truck driver. So.
No, but what's the moral of that? Basically, cheat, get yourself into an elite class that you're not really fit for, and then
fish out of water. You know, it's trying to prove a point.
It's also the same story as Toadfish Rebecca from Neighbours.
Oh, really?
He also...
Based on your life.
We have so many similarities. Also, I work with him sometimes, and he gives me no props for my mullet. Oh. It fucking shits me.
Wait, what do you mean you work with...
Because I do a lighting tech as well, so I sometimes go out in Neighbours.
You can be his body double.
He sees the mullet, and not even a tip of the hat.
Yeah, but you're a threat to him. You're a threat.
That's true.
You know, he probably reckons that as soon as he's sick, you're just jumping in.
Yeah, take all his sweet
games. Toadie's backstory was he was the bad boy at school, and then one of the Kennedy sons had dyslexia, and so Toadie pretended he had it as well, got the test, he came back, he was a genius, and they're like, oh, you're just lazy, he's just got to apply yourself. And he went from being shit at class to becoming a lawyer.
That's when I remember I stopped watching around that part of the sort of series arc, yeah.
I used to love Neighbours.
Yeah.
The end. Right, yeah. Okay, at the end of that round, the scores are Brett still on 1 point. So you might be a genius, you're no good at this. So Nazim on 4 points, Kyron on 4 points, and Angus also on 4 points. All right, this round is called Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get correctly, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Brett, when Nazim was in Sri Lanka for a wedding, he and his family were travelling on a bus when his sister needed the toilet. Because it wasn't just a quick toilet stop, everyone else on the bus got impatient and the driver just left without them, leaving Azeem's whole family stranded in their wedding clothes. Luckily, though, this happened because that bus then drove off the side of a mountain, killing every single passenger on board. Yeah or nah? You can ask them as many questions as you want.
What's your sister's name? Start of the base.
Oh, level. You got me!
Yes! I knew it would be something simple like that.
That's Mina.
All right, so you were actually there for a wedding, were you?
There for a wedding, yeah.
And what, your sisters needed to pee, so you got... Why wouldn't he...
Not pee.
She's doing a number two.
Yeah, she's doing a number
okay,
two.
Okay, now we're adding some time. All right. How many people are on the bus?
Packed bus. You know more about larger vehicles than I do. In Sri Lanka.
It's
more than usual, yeah.
You don't strike me as a bus guy. You know what I mean? If you're going to a wedding, you'd get a car. Wouldn't you get a car or something?
Yeah, I mean, look, what happened was we were running late. We were in Kandy, which is a city in the centre of Sri Lanka, and we missed the family van, so we had to take a bus.
How old were you?
Oh, it was maybe about year four.
Okay, so this isn't recently.
No, not recent. No.
Recently, this is back in the day.
Back in the day.
Okay, I'm still going with
nah. Why don't you think I'm a bus person?
I'm going nah.
Do you want to answer the question?
Why do you think I'm a bus person? You think I'm more of a boat person?
Yes, now we can all move on. No, I thought it was modern day you, and I was like, there's no way this guy's getting on public transport.
The mullet comes out. I'm joking.
I'm going nah.
Yeah, nah.
You are incorrect. It was yeah. Oh, yeah, true story.
My sister's shit saved our lives. Basically, wow. We were on this bus running late, all in our wedding clothes. We missed a family van for some reason. Driving, windy roads, kilometre candy, she, you know, at a stop, my sister said, I need to go to the toilet. We're like, well, hurry up, we're going to miss the bus if you don't do it quickly. So she was on the roadside toilet, she took ages, we're all yelling and screaming, and the bus just drove off. And we're like, oh, now we're on the side road, wedding clothes, and she was crying, and we waved down another bus, we got on that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kind of, my mum was yelling at it the whole way. All of a sudden, that bus got delayed. We realised that bus had been delayed because the bus that we were on had fallen off a cliff and everyone was dead. And basically, but for my sister's shit, we would have been dead. Or maybe her shit killed everyone on that bus. I'm not really sure. But
no, not that one.
Yeah, probably the first one. So if she ever
I love that every time now you walk into the bathroom where your sister's just dropped a nugget, you're like, you can't get angry at it. You can't be like, fucking you spray. You're like, no, full respect to the turd.
Exactly. She could have just saved our lives again.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. So.
All right, so you get a point there.
Thank you very much.
And you live. Well done. Woo. Best of both worlds. Okay, so Nazeem, Angus hated school sports so much that when he was in year 10,
I believe that.
He was forced to compete in the 100-metre sprint in the athletics carnival. Because of this, he false started three times on purpose so they would disqualify him. The PE teacher knew what he was doing, so didn't disqualify him. So Angus false started again but wasn't called for it. When he realised he wasn't going to be called for it, Angus stopped running and just walked the rest of the way. Yeah or nah?
Oh, shit, aren't you? I believe that. You're you don't respect authority. You don't want to be told what to do. And if you're told what to do, you'll do the... Like, I
love there's no questions. There's facts coming at you. You're a piece of shit. You don't respect authority. I don't like your outfit.
I don't like your attitude. You know? You're too white.
You sound like his PE teacher.
Get some sun. Yeah.
That's not going to help.
It's a 10-second run. And it's like 15, actually. But, you know... Now, why didn't you want to take part?
It was in part of an ongoing feud with the PE teacher. He was like trying to enforce this no hat, no play rule, and I didn't have my hat was stolen. So I didn't have a hat. It was a good rule. I didn't want to play. That's true. But you had to have a hat to go from the classroom to the library. And if you didn't, so you couldn't, I couldn't go to the library where I wanted to go, but you also couldn't stay in the classroom. So you just had to go to detention during lunch. Wow. So I decided to stage a strike. I just wanted to have a strike where we sat in the. Like on the quadrangle and with no hats on, getting burnt. Yeah, I did that.
And you couldn't touch
But no one
it.
Else got involved. So yeah. The rule was not overturned. Like, so then I decided that I would also protest by not I wouldn't do any events at the sports carnival.
Because everyone generally loves playtime. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not protesting that.
So that was
yeah.
it. That was
well, it. And also, no one liked me either.
So. I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you false start? You just, like...
How you normally false start is you start running before you're allowed before, to. Yeah. I did that.
Okay. And where did you finish in the race?
Why
did
last, because I walked.
Why did you think that false starting would...
Because I said I wasn't going to do it. And then if you false start, you can't run runners. It's cheating.
Oh, right.
I was doing a reverse Brett Blake.
Yeah, you can't run after that.
So basically, you had this feud just because he asked you to put a hat on.
Yeah, but he put...
undermine his whole sports carnival.
I think I understand. Not just put a hat on, but like no hat at all. No choice in the hat wearing, even though I didn't have a hat.
Looking back, would you have made the same decisions?
No, just just do it.
No, I reckon, yeah.
You are incorrect. It was, nah. None of that was true. So what, apart from the hat.
None of it. Did you go to school?
No, I was actually raised by Brett's mum in one of her classes. I have a subnormal IQ they tested. And, but despite that, I've managed to get into this podcast.
We both made it, brother. Yes. Yeah.
All right, so to Angus. Now, Kyron here was once given, as a present, a shitty guitar signed by the singer Ben Folds, which Kyron, not to sound ungrateful, thought was a very weird gift, as no one in Ben Folds plays guitar. Plus, Kyron is not that big a fan of Ben Folds. Yeah or nah?
Who is Ben Folds?
Yeah, I was about to ask, yeah.
You can ask Kyron.
Ben Folds is a pianist, plays in a band called Ben Folds 5, which has three members.
It's funny.
They play piano, bass, and drums.
Who gave you the guitar?
My now fiancé, then early on in a relationship, boyfriend, Reese Nicholson.
Where did he get it from?
He bought it from an online store where you can get these things.
Okay. Why is Ben Folds flogging guitar?
Time's out there, dude. This is back in the day of Napster. Fuck the man.
Napster, yeah.
I guess you can't Ben really. It's harder Metallica. To like, hard to move signed pianos. Is it?
Yeah. I guess you could move a signed key.
Yeah, a key at a time. Yeah.
Yeah, one key at a time. Of coke, obviously.
So Reese thought that would win you over, did he?
Sorry.
Reese thought that would win you over, or that would.
I guess in the early days, he knew I liked Ben Folds, and he just. Of course, Ben Folds used to come through Triple J all the time, and I could have got his signature any time I wanted.
Yeah. I didn't, sorry, man.
Because I'm not 12.
Did you pretend to enjoy the guitar?
No. It's
nah.
For a bit, but it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Because it was so out of the ordinary, you know?
Okay.
And I've got guitars.
So it's just another guitar.
It's just another
It wasn't
guitar.
Like, oh, and you could learn to play guitar on this guitar.
No, no, it's just a signed shit guitar.
Where is it now?
I took it apart to try and learn how electric guitars are made.
Cool.
It's the weirdest thing to do to a gift. Just
fuck, I hope Ben Folds is listening to this shit.
I think it's true.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Angus. Yes, it was true.
The taking it apart is such a great detail that I don't think you could have lied about that.
Yeah, I blew it at the end. It's really interesting, actually, when you take apart the electric guitar.
What does make it?
I didn't know what was in there. I just thought it would be nothing, just wood for some reason.
I thought it would just be the pickups that make it.
It pretty much is.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. The little pickups that, you know, the frequencies, they pick up the frequency of the thing, go through a magnetic little thing, which translates through the wires and the stuff out to the core of the bag.
Could have just Googled it, dude. You know, they probably have images online, you know, whatever.
It would have been a YouTube video of how to make a guitar.
Yeah, straight up.
He's a tactile learner.
I kept a pick guard, so I've still got a pick guard of Ben Folds' signature, which is what he signed.
Yeah.
Kept that.
How much would that be worth, a Ben Folds' signature?
He paid like $600 for
that. Ooh, that's a lot.
For Ben Folds' thing.
Yeah, for Ben Folds' signature.
Do you think his signature goes up in price?
Any time.
Yeah.
No, because he's alive and well and signing things every day.
Yeah.
Really actually diluting.
Yeah. So to Kyron. Now, as a removalist, Brett was one day doing a job and he was very hungover. On a lunch break, he decided to have a little sleep in the client's daughter's bed as it was the last room left to pack. During the lunch break, though, the client came home from work to check out how it was all going and then woke up Brett by yelling, "Oi, Goldilocks, get the fuck out of my daughter's bed." The sudden jolt woke Brett up and it upset his stomach, and as he was apologising, he vomited.
Yes.
Yeah or nah?
Second time I vomited on a customer.
On?
On. One was a Dick Smith, same thing, very drunk.
Anyway. Right. Are you still at where you're removeless now?
Yeah, I still do it every...
When was this?
This one was a year into it, so I've been doing removals about 3 years now. So my first year.
So different company now.
Same company.
Same company.
Same company.
Very forgiving.
Well, if you've met my bosses, you understand why. They're like, more like a high five you over there. They're like, that's sick, dude.
How big was this house that you're...
It was 2-story.
So how many bedrooms is that?
4 or 5, I'd say, from memory.
And if you're down to the last room... Why don't you just finish that room?
Because, man, you're about... Because I do XL trucks, which are large, massive trucks. So by the time
Articulated trucks.
No, it's fixed.
I'm doing the hands.
You're doing the hands again. By the time you get like 3/4 of the way, you're about 3.5-4 hours of packing and lifting with no real set break, and it was hot that day.
So what were you... Like, I assume you're not moving this shit on your own.
No.
So they're just having a smoke while you have a sleep?
No, because I'm the truck driver, so I'm technically the boss when I'm out there, and I have three offsiders. So I can just say, this is what's happening, and then go have a cigarette or whatever.
Yeah. Because so you just got down to the last room, and you're like,
well, they kept working, so I was like, I'll just have a 15. Yeah. But I think it turned into like a 30, so, yeah.
And so then this guy comes home, and... What did he do?
Well, he just came through the door, and I thought it was one of the guys, but yet barged through the crack at me. And I don't know, like, because I was on a lot of things the night before, as we can all imagine, and I just was feeling like shit. And plus, I had a cigarette before I went to bed, which is a bad idea. And I woke up, and I just saw the taste in my mouth, and I just fucking... just went.
Regular listeners to this podcast will know that I am well aware of when you wake up quickly that sometimes you immediately vomit.
Yes. Oh, are you one of those? Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Morning chugger.
Yes.
Is that just...
But it's not a normal thing that's happened to me. It's only happened 2 or 3 times.
Oh. Hungover or not, is that a thing that everybody...
No, specifically hungover.
Okay. So if you just wake up quickly. How do you wake up quickly?
What happened after you vomited?
How do you wake up quickly?
Well, I vomited on his
just get out of bed
area.
I understand what you're saying. Like, it does seem like an either or state.
I just try to help him.
Do you know what I mean? You're either asleep or
we're having two conversations.
Ask your question again. What were you saying?
Oh, so we just said what happened. Basically, I spewed on him, and then I tried to help him clean. He got pissed off. Kind of stormed out.
You tried to help him clean his spew.
Yeah,
the spew
my spew off him.
You off where I mean? Was on his face?
No, it was on his legs.
What did you try to help clean it off with?
His daughter's bedding.
So you started trying to like stroke his legs, and he was like,
"Yeah, well, I was in the
joking,
moment."
Are you joking about his daughter's bedding?
No.
No, you're serious about that.
Yeah, because I was just in the... moment. I've just spewed on someone.
You use his daughter's bedding.
I've already spewed on the floor plus some of her other shit. It wasn't like a little... It was a... Bleh. It was a... Not a good one. May as well double down. I was trying to help him out, and then he just fucking left, and then...
Left with your spew on him.
Yeah, I had to knock... So a normal job that size is about $1,500 to $2,000, so I knocked $1,000 off it.
Whoa. That was $1,000 spew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was... Hopefully my bosses don't listen, but I just said I broke this antique thing and a few other
things. Is the name of the company?
Stan with a van, anyway.
I'm worried about the detail of the bedding that has thrown me a bit, but I'm still going to say, yeah, I think that's true.
You are incorrect. That was nah. That's the point there for Brett.
That's not one of my that's.
I really wanted that to be true.
Well, yeah, my best removal story is I was messaged Josh today, but... We got called to a house for an internal move. Mm. So it's just two guys. It was only an hour job. And we rocked up and this guy goes, oh, I've just got this thing and I just need it moved from the kitchen. It's about 90 kilos. And he was quite skinny and dorky. And he's like, I'm into robotics. And I was like, I don't know what that has to do with anything. He just kept saying, I'm into robotics, but he wouldn't make eye contact. I love robotics. Anyway, the thing's on the kitchen table. And we walk up and there's like a foot hanging out of the sheet. And I'm like, is that a fucking dead body? Oh. And it wasn't. Oh. It was worse. It was a sex robot. So he, but he couldn't lift it because those things are heavy as fuck. I didn't realize it was really? So heavy. So he's like, yeah, I'm into robotics. I'm like, nah, man, you're into fucking. But anyway,
you're like, fucking literally robots. In a robot. Yeah. That's what's going on.
You're in a robot. And the best part was watching him try to go, like, I'm into robotics, but then justify where in the house. He goes, oh, I want it out of the kitchen, off the kitchen table. So maybe we'll put it in the lounge room. He's like,
you give it a go once.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
That's enough.
But he's like, oh, the lounge room. Nah, it'll be in the way in the lounge room. Maybe whack it in the bedroom floor. The bedroom floor. Maybe. We put it in the bedroom floor. But then he's like, I'll be in the way on the bedroom floor. Just put it in the bed and I'll deal with it later. Like, I'll get rid of it. I was like, well, you couldn't move it. You just wanted us to put your fuck toy in the bed for you. Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
Like, literally sounds like a sketch of Balls of Steel. Oh, yeah. Character.
I literally was waiting for to be pranked. And it still goes down with Man with the Vans. Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned the name, but fucking whatever. Like, top best removal.
Well, we established the last story was fake, so it's fine. You didn't really vomit on someone. With the robot, how is it like a real life robot, or is it more like a Dexter from Perfect Match? Kind of just
it did
fucking a bin with feet.
I did touch it. It's feet. Hopefully, it doesn't have a foot fetish. But it felt real. But it was so heavy. It looked like the iPhone. You know when you see like on the news of like, oh, sex robots and they look all fancy. This looked like the iPod original version of that. You know what I mean? It was heavy. It was clunky. It was terrifying. But it was so fucking heavy. It was two guys lifting it. Like, it was easy 90 kilos.
Wow.
So I don't know how he...
Early adopter.
Yeah. Big
bringing
fan.
Bringing the price down for the rest of us. So.
So it's just like missionary if you're using that.
Yeah, I don't know if you could turn it into another position. Maybe it actually was a robot and he was definitely fucking it. It had lipstick and shit on it. It was weird. And there was a lot of wigs around. Anyway, it still creeps me out.
At the end of the round, the scores are Brett on 2 points, yes. Kyron on 4 points, Nazim on 5 points, but now in the lead, it's Angus Gordon on 6 points. Yeah. All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about all of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. It's the only round you can lose points. The first question is this one. Whose review in this year's Comedy Festival show said that the pre-show music was music to commit felonies to? So
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Nazim.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Brett.
He's probably the only one here who'd get reviewed. Like, no one's going to Angus Gordon or Brett Blake and writing anything, you know?
That was one of the most annoying lines in any review. I just had usual hip-hop, in fact, conscious political hip-hop, and this guy was like, the pre-hand music. What a freaking old... Why do?
That's so annoying as well because my pre-show music was.
It was old mate Jim Shembury.
Oh yeah,
Jim Shembury.
What a dick. Yeah. Question two: whose dad, when asked how was the 10 weeks he had just spent in Japan, replied, "The best Domino's I've ever had."
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Brett.
Yes, you are correct. Yes,
they're obvious, aren't they?
Best Domino's you've ever had.
Yeah, that's his summary of Japan. They were away for 8 weeks, and I was like, man, how was Japan? Like, tell me all about it. He's like, mate, the best Domino's I've ever had. And I was like, that's your takeaway line. Is it like, then he showed me fucking some slideshows for 4 hours, but he was just crap.
Off Domino's?
Yeah, it was off the Domino's pizza. He goes, I was drunk, but it was the best Domino's I've ever had.
Was it Goxie?
My dad is Goxie, yeah.
Next question. Who doesn't like wearing shorts because they have skinny ankles?
Kyron.
Yes, Kyron.
Nazim?
Yes, you are correct.
Cracked, you coward.
Let's have a look
at his angle.
This is after me.
Oh my god, you do!
I've worked these out for like years.
Oh, you worked
it's a Sri Lankan thing. Apparently,
do to work on an ankle?
You do these raises, but that apparently does your calves.
Dill doesn't have skinny ankles.
I reckon he would. Yeah. He certainly would. Because with something about climbing coconut trees, you need to have skinny, agile little.
All right, be racist, mate.
I didn't know I had Mark Knight on the podcast.
No, but you know, like, what do you call it? Evolution. That we're just built to, I don't know what you...
Everything's evolutionary, isn't
it? No, we had slaves.
You guys must have good wrists for the whip.
Yeah. Strong wrists.
Yes, for the whip.
Stop doing the hand thing.
Next question. Who gave a eulogy at their grandfather's funeral about the time they got bit by a shark, only for the family to tell them later...
Angus.
That didn't actually happen. Your pop was just lying to you. Yes, Kieran. Angus. No, it was Brett Blake there. So
no
a point
way.
Off Angus.
Oh, no. Yeah, he fell on, like, because he used to work on a whaling boat. So that is it. Is it Gatling? Well, I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, so that's hooks in the in whatever at the fish. But that they used to hang up. So he always, because he was a spear fisherman. He for years he used to tell us he was bitten by a great white because it was a big teeth mark thing. But it just turns out he slipped over and fell on a large hook and it just fucked his back up.
Damn.
But no one corrected us for I thought that story still. It was only 5 years ago.
It was a shameful truth, isn't it?
I know. It was a good story, the original one.
Surely we can also dock a point off Angus for after listening to my name. Maybe 30 times in this show, still saying it wrong.
That's fair enough.
What did you say?
I said Kieran. Oh. I did say Kieran. Yeah. I haven't been listening to most of this podcast, to be honest.
Next question. Who has done a nudie run across the Wolf Creek crater?
Angus.
Yes, Angus.
Brett.
No, it was Kyron.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The Wolf Creek?
Wolf Creek crater.
What is that?
It's in Far North WA. Or is it over the border? No, I think it's in Northern Territory, actually. Whoa. I drove around Australia for 3 months, and we stopped off there, and it was
lost your mind.
Midnight. Yeah. We thought we'd do a midnight nudie run,
woo.
And it's actually quite large.
How long is it?
Longer than you thought. It
took us about half an hour.
Oh, my God.
We stopped for snacks.
Wanted to get to the other side.
Angus false started 3 times just to get out of it doing it.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Whose family has a photo of their brother in underwear with Bill Clinton?
Nazeem.
Yes, Nazeem.
Say Angus.
Angus, you are correct, yes. Point there for Nazeem.
What?
My brother was very sick as a child, and in hospital, Bill Clinton used to come out and do a fundraiser in Brisbane. And my brother didn't like wearing clothes when he was sick. He liked to be naked all the time.
Yeah.
But my mum made him wear underpants for the photo, and she made him wear blue underpants, like Monica Lewinsky's dress. I don't know. I guess she wanted him to be horny.
Please fuck my kid.
Okay, question 8. Who had a curse put on their family in Geneva?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Nazeem.
Am I correct? Yes.
Point there such a Nazeem thing. Only someone would curse you.
Are you just guessing because of the way I try to poke a face?
Yeah, you see me squinting. I was like, God, you're bad at acting. You had to get a TV show.
Yeah, no, we just got back up from a month-long holiday to, we were in Switzerland, all over the place in Europe, and I left my wife with the bags. Well, I left my wife with the baby, 4-month-old, for 5 minutes while I got bags, and she said in that time, some gypsy person came up to her and spoke French to her, and my wife was like, oh, sorry, I don't understand French. And she goes, change, give me your money. And the wife said, I don't have any money. My husband's got the bags. So, and then so she goes, so you're not giving me money? My wife said, no. So she goes up to the pram and starts doing a curse, and she says, curse your baby. And she does all this weird gibberish talk and does weird stuff with her hands and then goes, curse. And then I came back and my wife goes, that gypsy just cursed our baby. And I started yelling out to the gypsy saying, take that curse back. Take it back. I don't know when the curse is going to start manifesting itself, but I don't know what your curse is.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I think you're going to be fine, dude.
You reckon?
Yeah. Not the baby stuff, but you're fine.
Gonna be cursed, but I'm going to be fine. Yeah. Or is it the baby comes back? I don't know what the hell. What would you curse about? What would you say?
Do you know what? I reckon, though, if you have special magic powers, you're not going to be a homeless person begging for money.
Needing money?
Yeah. Put a curse on yourself that you make $1 million.
Yeah.
Not everyone with magical powers is mentally 100% there. Some people aren't, and they're going to use their powers for stupid things like cursing babies whose parents don't give you change.
I'm going to go on a limb and say no one has magical powers.
I feel like if gypsy curses were real, they'd curse Europeans not to be racist towards them.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me into your home.
Question 9. Who here has nightmares about being on this podcast? Every time I ask them, they have nightmares. Yes, Brett.
Nazeem.
It was Kyron.
Ah,
let's go.
I have the same nightmare every time.
What's a nightmare?
I have this nightmare that I get here early, and then Josh makes me make a slideshow of all the famous people that are in the answers. But that's not even the podcast. It's not a show about celebrities or anything.
I thought it would be like that.
And he doesn't ask anyone else. It's always me.
I like how even in your dreams you're punctual.
I was early, of course. I'm not rude.
It would be that Josh would have all this dirt on you, and you were worried that he'd out you in the questions.
No, I give him the dirt every time.
So do you think is there anything?
Happily out ourselves each week of the strange shit that's happened.
And our final question for the game. Who here had a bodyguard named Dragon? Who had a bodyguard named Dragon?
Kyron.
Brett.
Yes, Kyron.
Damn!
There's only one person.
You are correct, yes, for Kyron.
It's not because I'm rich, by the way. It's because basically we had death threats against us. And I
so is this you and Armand?
I'm an
Is this related to the gypsy?
Some neo-Nazi bikie gang started making threats. Anyway, I joked about it on Triple J with Amir, with the doctor, and then our manager was like, what the hell, you this is a real bikie. So they consulted the New South Wales Police. They said they advised us to get a bodyguard at the next show because a guy threatened to shoot me on stage with a gun. Anyway, so this guy called Dragon was our bodyguard.
Dude, if you're gonna get a bodyguard, they better be fucking called Dragon. That is so sick.
Well, he took his job way too seriously. This big black dude, and so in the crowd before the show, we were perving on the audience from backstage, as you do. You check out what the crowd looks like, and he was going up to people that looked kind of like you. And he sort of stereotyped, and he's like, they were laughing too much. I remember there was a couple of dudes with beers and they were laughing, throwing their heads back before the show started, and he goes up to them and we could hear him and he goes, we're going to have a good time tonight, right? We're going to have a good fucking time tonight, right? And they freaked out.
I need him at all my shows. You will fucking laugh.
Yeah, so he did his job way too well.
Bodyguard and hype man. That's great. Yeah.
He's a warm-up guy as well. Yeah. 2-1. He's crushing.
All right, at the end of the entire episode, the scores are Brett Blake on 3 points.
Yes.
Angus Gordon on 4 points. Nazim Hussain on 6 points. But our winner on 7 points is Kyle.
Thank you to the terrible poker face of Nazim Hussain for getting me through the end.
It all came down to that last question too. Oh. Good. So because you win, you get to plug, promote anything you want first off. Have you got any podcasts you're doing? You always seem to be doing like a new podcast, every couple of weeks.
what am I on? It's not out yet. It's not even announced. I've got something.
Follow Clara Wheatley.
Tension.
Looking.
You know what it is? Nazim's show is coming out. I'll plug that. Show is coming out. I think Reese is on.
You know what?
We
need all the publicity we can get on Channel 7. Yeah. That is true, though. If people don't watch the first episode, I think it gets axed.
So that's Orange is the New Brown is what it's called.
Yeah, it's a sketch show.
Sketch show. And I saw a sketch with you, Ursula Carlson, Broden Kelly.
Broden Kelly, Becky Lucas.
It's a good cast.
Yeah, it's a good cast. Matt Okine. And then just, some famous drama-y people that you wouldn't have seen do comedy, they make some appearances.
Sweet. And so it's on Channel 7 in October.
I don't know the air date. So on the first week of October at some point. Yeah, we've got like Cat Stewart, Kamal, Tim Minchin.
Oh, cool.
Claudia Carvin, Gary Sweet, Guyton. There's a lot of people who I felt very fanboyish in front. I was freaking out being the scene with them, and they can actually properly act. The thing is, you know, when you see drama people do comedy, you're like,
yeah, we've established tonight that you cannot act.
Oh, I can't. Some great editing.
There's
a lot of good editing. A lot of back of head shots.
Richest comedian in Melbourne. I've taken all your cash.
Angus, what do you got coming up? Anything to plug?
Really?
No. Are you not on Twitter? Or you are on Twitter, but you just let some LinkedIn robot.
Yeah, I've got a LinkedIn robot. If you want to. My Twitter got taken over by like a bot who just spams LinkedIn, and then I thought it would be funny to leave that.
I almost read one out today, but I thought
it was really good. Yeah.
Brett, where can people find and see you?
BrettBlake.com.au, and then I got a podcast. I've got all my gigs on that one, and then a podcast called Worst First Dates, where we interview comedians about shitty dating stories and horrible first dates, and it's fucking brutal. So yeah, get on board.
All right, and also if you're listening to this the week it comes out, the live shows for the show, for this podcast start this Sunday. So get yourself to the Catfish.
Where are they?
The Catfish in Fitzroy.
How much are they?
They're $15 if you get them before.
That's a bargain.
Or $20 on the door.
What sort of guests have you got?
Oh, well, I can't say at the top of my, on my thing. I'll tell you after.
Have
but they're really good.
You,
I booked them.
You
say
can't say because you don't know.
No, I booked the first
Tim Minchin.
Surprise.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Is that your top shelf guest and we're like your second tier?
Move on.
Not at all.
Well, none of us had anything to plug. So.
Yeah. Well, I'll be around again.
Hey, I'm doing it for 7 weeks. You might get a call about week 6, okay? All right, thank you very much for listening. I've been Josh Earle. Until next time, bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.